But as soon as we were parked, he started getting weird and making advances on me. Oh, hell no. Absolutely not. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. I think I'm gonna die in this house. Welcome back to the Lulu Canoe, everybody. So many of you really enjoyed the Reddit readings that I did a while ago, so I thought I would put back on my Catherine Delish robe and we would get to some Reddit readings. My foundation does match my neck, thank you very much. I just got back from Viva and I got cooked alive on the pavement for the car show. So just like don't pay attention that my face with my makeup on does not match my neck. It does match. That's what I said earlier. It matches. Let's get to these Reddit stories, shall we? Here we go. My husband is spoiling the spicy scenes in my romantic books by acting them out before I get to them. Everybody in the chat, raise your hand if you've read a spicy book. Let's continue. This is from Best of Redditor Updates. Let's get into it. I, 32 female, read a lot of romantic novels, like 4 to 5 a month. Not the super smutty stuff, more like the Emily Henry type. Does that mean anything to anyone? Means nothing to me. Books with the illustrated cartoon covers, enemies to lovers trope, that sort of thing. About 2 months ago, my husband of 11 years, 38 male, started acting a little different in the bedroom. Not bad different, just occasionally there is a vibe like he has something planned. Okay. We'll have what I can only describe as a themed night, and I think, okay, that was fun and a little random, and move on. Then a few days later, I'll be reading my book, hit a spicy scene, and actually have to put my candle down, because it's the same scene. Like, the same vibe, the same moves, occasionally almost the same setup. It's already happened 4 times now. 4. I finally said something to my sister and she immediately started crying laughing, which is not helpful. She thinks he's reading ahead in my books and essentially performing the scenes on with me before I get there, some kind of prank. But here's what I can't figure out. I read on my Kindle. You'd have to get into my account, figure out where I am in each book, read ahead, and then coordinate. He's a big tech numbers guy, so if he's doing this, I guarantee there's a spreadsheet involved somewhere. I'm honestly not even mad. Genuinely, if this is what's happening, it might be the most unhinged romantic gesture anyone has ever done for me. But he's technically spoiling the books. How do I tell him to stop spoiling the plot without accidentally telling him to stop being the most high-effort partner I've ever had? What a green flag. He's literally reading her books. That's amazing. I love this man. I mean, like, I don't love this man, but I love this man. Like, ooh. It's funny that he's, like, spoiling the books for her, though. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think this is Moderna material. If you didn't know, on this channel, when I do Reddit readings, because I'm wearing my, I Moderna'd my husband robe, we decide if we would Moderna the person or not. So I'm going to say no, but let's keep reading because there is an update 2 days later. I want to start by saying thank you for all the comments. I've read them all, and I want to clarify that I absolutely love my husband, and I'm floored by his efforts on this. With that being said, I decided not to talk to him about it yet and to mess with him back instead. What I did instead was rush to finish my current book faster than usual, left my Kindle open to an earlier chapter I'd already read in case he went to check where I was up to, and then made the spicy scene from that book happen in real life last night, initiated it, and all went well. Oscar-worthy performance, honestly. If there's a spreadsheet tracking all of this, and I definitely believe there is, it's about to get a very confusing entry. We'll update when one of us cracks. Okay, so she left the Kindle, she read ahead really fast, and then left the Kindle open to a past chapter to see, and then he did do that scene in real life that night. Okay, got it. Okay, I'm here. The final update, 3 days later. If you read my original post or my last update, you'll know that my husband has been acting out the spicy scenes with me from whatever romantic novel I was reading before I even read them. A few days ago, I set a trap for him. I read ahead and initiated a specific spicy scene with him from my current read before he could get to it. Nothing happened the next day, which that was weird, so I decided to escalate. This time, the bait was that I started to read It Happened One Summer by Tessa Bailey. If you've read it, you might understand why I chose that book. While we're adventurous, there are certain things we don't usually do. Wait, I don't know this book. Oh, okay, interesting. I don't know how to feel about this. A couple of days ago, we were eating lunch. We were both working from home. And he said, fully serious, if you really want to, you can. When I asked him what the hell he was talking about, he finally broke. Turns out you all were right. He had access to my shared Kindle library and got this idea for a prank. But once he did it a few times, he really got invested. He's going to stop spoiling my books, but we did come up with another arrangement. Also, thanks to the comments here, I'm going to give him a list of pre-approved spicy scenes and he'll choose, in no specific order, which he wants to surprise me with. Yes, there was a spreadsheet. Chili pepper emojis for spice levels, a column for notes, needs, wine, links to Spotify playlists, etc. Color coding. Oh, multiple tabs. More organization than even I was expecting. Oh, it will be ongoing and is now shared so I can drop in my own chili peppers and notes. Oh my gosh, I love this. This is so healthy. I feel like a lot of times I find these stories to be like the most toxic stories on Reddit, but this one's actually quite good. After all this, I showed him my original post and the update. We listened to two hot takes together every week. Oh, so he knew exactly what he was looking at. By the end of reading the comments, we were both crying laughing. He doesn't have a Reddit account, but he's offered to answer any questions or DM your man with tips on how to be this level of iconic. We'll respond to as many comments as we can. 11 years. I really should have seen this coming. Oh, I like this one. This one was good. I don't know how I would feel about it, though, like, if I was reading something, like, kind of spicy, kind of private, and then I found out my partner was, like, reading it, and then, you know, like, spoiling the book for me. I mean, it's not bad. Like, obviously, this isn't, like, red flag behavior, and we're not going to murder this husband, but I don't know. How would you, it's almost kind of like reading your diary, but, like, not. Would you feel uncomfortable by that? I don't think I'd care, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, I've read, like, a spicy book or two, and I don't think I would really care if I had a partner and they read it, because, like, why not? Am I the a-hole for leaving my friend's fiancé stranded for trying to make a move on me? Hi, Reddit. This is my first time posting, so I'll try to explain everything as clearly as I can. I, 21 female, have a friend named Tegan, 22 female, and her fiancé Luca, 21 male. This story hints to sexual harassment, but not essay, so I didn't mark it as that because I'm afraid of screwing up, so here's a warning. So warning, everybody. SH is involved in the story, but not essay. So there's your warning. A couple of weeks ago, our friend group went out drinking. Almost everyone got super drunk, except for me and Tegan, because we were the designated drivers. Somehow, Luca ended up in my car instead of Tegan's, which was super annoying because his apartment is in the opposite direction from my group's apartments. So I had to make a huge detour to drop him off. Being the kind person I was, I decided to drop off my girls at their apartments because it's not their fault Luca was being a drunk ass clown with his head shoved so far up his ass he could perform his own hands-free colonoscopy. Oh, OP's a writer. Let's go. Descriptive. So I dropped my girls off and it was just me and Luca in the car. Basically, half my friend group lives at an apartment building A, half lives in apartment building B, and Tegan and Luca live in apartment C. Got it. At first, it was fine. We were just chatting and sitting in silence, but then he started insisting we pull over at some gas station because he needed something. I honestly don't remember if it was water, snacks, or a bathroom. I agreed because I thought it was harmless, but as soon as we were parked, he started getting weird and making advances on me. Oh, hell no. Absolutely not. Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. I don't like this. I immediately said no and tried to push him away, but he's bigger than me and kept getting aggressive, saying some ridiculous shit like you'd enjoy it and no one will find out. Oh, hell no. Yep. Open the door. Push him out. Bye. Bye. Oh, my. I was freaking out because the situation was escalating and my ass was going to be fried if he tried something because I'm much smaller than him and I wouldn't stand a chance defending myself. So I made the decision to leave. I told him to get out of my car and I drove off. He was obviously pissed, but I left him at the gas station anyways. The area isn't sketchy. There's plenty of Ubers and he had a phone and money. This apartment's about a 15 to 20 minute walk from there, so I didn't think I was actually endangering him. Tegan is now pissed at me for a good reason. I haven't told her any of my story. She thinks I just left her fiancé stranded for no reason, and now she's upset with me. As she should. She keeps saying I endangered Luca and that I should apologize. But I literally can't explain why I left him without spilling what he did. I also feel disgusted and disrespected looking at him or being around him now. Their wedding is coming up soon and I'm scared this will ruin their relationship if I spill, and ours if I don't. He's overall a pretty nice guy, but part of me thinks I should tell Tegan before the wedding happens. Yes. Yes. But I also don't want to destroy their relationship over a drunken night that got out of control. This stuff has never happened before, so I feel bad blowing it out of proportion. Reddit, please help a girl out. I have to tell your friend. Tell her right now. Oh my gosh. I am shocked that you didn't, that wasn't the first thing you did. I would have instantly called my friend that night and been like, go get your man at the gas station. He tried something with me and it will absolutely never happen again. Like, you know, I instantly would have called. Because now I feel like he could try to like bend the truth and claim that you did something, you know, like I could see this totally backfiring on you, which is why it's better to just be honest up front. Mini update. Okay, I've read the comments. I appreciate the harsh, the kind, and the thorough comments. I'll tell Tegan on late at my house because it's Easter and she's out of town and this is something I would like to talk about in person. Thanks so much. I think they mean they'll tell Tegan later. All right. Update. Tegan and I talked late on Easter Sunday and honestly, she wasn't as upset as I expected. Thankfully, I have one of those cameras that mounts on your car's mirror. I can't remember what it's called right now, but it clearly shows him throwing a tantrum after I kicked him out of my car. Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. This makes me so happy that you had that like mounted in your car. Oh my goodness. Now she can't deny it. I am stoked. We've been friends for much longer than they've been in a relationship, and she chose to trust my side of the story over his. She confronted him the next day and recorded the entire conversation for me to listen to. He claimed that I was lying, but when she asked him to explain what happened, his original story of me kicking him out of the car happened for no reason. Oh, wait, hang on. Backtrack. Okay. He claimed that I was lying. When she asked him to explain what happened, his original story of me kicking him out for no reason shifted into me trying to make a move on him. I called it. I know what men do. I know what men do. I really do. I do know what men do, okay? I'm aware. She called out his lying ass and beat his idiotic claims into the ground through her amazing debate skills. Because of that, the wedding has been called off and so has their engagement. She doesn't have anything against me either. Thank you so much for the advice, Reddit. Yee. Isn't that crazy? Like when they try to flip the script on the original person, like it's so like obvious in this moment. Like, I don't know what it is, but like, cheaters, man. Cheaters. Even though he technically didn't cheat, but he wanted to. That's crazy though. Like, I can't imagine getting that drunk and then trying, like, one, making a move on one of my friends like that, like when you're engaged to be wed or at all, period. But then saying, like, doubling down and being like, oh, you like it. No one has to know. Straight to jail. Madurder. Yep. Madurder this man.
Madurder this man.
Oh, we got a juicy one.
My husband had the nerve to ask me to help him raise his affair child.
Let's get into it. I don't like this title.
This comes from Best of Redditor Updates. Let's dive in.
Oh, this is short. Okay. I'm shocked to see how short this is. Okay.
He didn't even try to deny that he is cheating. He had an affair with one of his colleagues and she's pregnant. He asked me to help raise the child he's going to have with another woman. He even said it would be a case of sharing custody so we would still have time for ourselves.
What?
I'm going to stay with my sister. She said I can have her guest room for as long as I need. I'm leaving tomorrow and I'll be going to see a divorce solicitor after Christmas. Is that what they're called? Is it a divorce attorney? I don't know where they're from. Maybe not in the U.S. After Christmas. I haven't told anyone yet. Even my sister doesn't know all the details. I will tell everyone once I have moved out of our flat. I need to tell someone, though. I've been sick over this. Yeah.
Yeah, I would be too. Oh my gosh, so short and to the point. Is them all?
Okay, update. 3.5 months later. Here we go. My husband lied to me about his colleague being married. She's engaged. Not married, or at least she was engaged. I don't know what's going on with that now. My husband said her husband knew about the affair. However, her fiance didn't know until I told him.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yes, tell him. Tell him.
He lied to me about how far along she is in the pregnancy. He said she was not even halfway through it. She's actually over 8 months pregnant.
Oh. Oh my, what did he, how could you lie so much? How could you lie so much? Like, she's gonna find out. She's gonna find out. Like, I don't, oh my gosh.
He lied to me about how long the affair was going on.
Did he tell the truth about anything? Did he tell the truth about anything?
Oh my, okay. He lied to me about how long the affair was going on. He had told me it was less than 6 months. Really, it had been going on for almost 2 years. He said their manager and their colleagues found out about the affair right after I did. However, they actually found out before me.
Oh my God, it's like this man, all he does is speak in lies. He can't tell the truth to save his life. I'm having a hard time reading this because he's lied so much. Oh my gosh.
He was having an affair while I was caring for his mother. She had dementia and she lived with us for the last year and a half of her life. She died in November. Oh. He doesn't want a divorce. He says he regrets the affair and loves me more than anything.
Blah! Blah! Throw the whole man away. Throw him away. Oh my gosh. I'm just gagging at the thought of all this.
I can't trust a word that comes out of his mouth, though. Not after all the lies he told. He wants me to help him raise the baby he's having with another woman. He says since custody will be sharing, we will still have time for ourselves. I've hired a solicitor because I am not staying and I don't want anything to do with him or the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye. Bye. Like, absolutely not. This is such a mess. Oh my, this is such a mess. This is disgusting. I'm glad she's standing on getting a divorce because absolutely not. Just imagine that, like, every time you try to be like, no, like, my coworkers didn't know about it. They've known about it for months. No, she's not even, like, that far along. She's been pregnant for 8 months. No, the affair's only been going on for 6 months. They've been having an affair for 2 years. Like, yeah, no, I wouldn't believe anything out of this man's mouth ever again. Divorce. This is an interesting one.
Also from Best of Redditor Updates. I have accepted my reality, and tonight I'm visiting a schmex worker.
Go on.
I have accepted my reality, and tonight I'm visiting a schmex worker. 25, male from Mumbai, currently in New Delhi. All my life, I've never had a relationship or a date or any sort of infatuation. Average looking, currently making only 6 PA. Editor's note, that's $7,000 US per year. I can barely scrape through. Also, I'm a virgin. I crave for intimacy, a hug, holding hands, the feeling of having a woman's head rest on your chest. I crave for old school love, laughing, taking a walk in the park, rather than the hookup. But I will never have that in life. I will never have any sort of love or caring. I will not have a girlfriend. Maybe if my package improves, or there might be a small chance of a.m., but nothing is certain. I'm not sure what they're talking about a package at an a.m., but I'm going to keep going. I've done my due research about GB Road and Cotha. Editor's note, red light districts. Okay. Scouted the place, saw the Nepali women working there. I'm visiting tonight. Of course, I can't expect intimacy from a Schmeck's worker, but at least I'll know how a woman's touch feels. Judge me all you want, but the reality is the only female contact, Schmecksual or non-Schmecksual, I'll ever have is from a Schmeck's worker. Interesting. There's a lot of comments that are suggesting that maybe OP seeks out like therapy instead of like a Schmeck's worker, which you could do both. Why not do both? You could go see a Schmeck's worker and go to therapy. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, because like, yeah, they could work on like their image, like how they feel about themselves, like their inner image. But I don't think there should be any shame in that, you know? It's your body, you know? Ooh, update later the same day. Here we go. At about 7 p.m., I reached GB Road. I stood there for 5 minutes. I couldn't stay there any longer. My eyes started tearing. Oh no. I literally would have started crying right there in front of everyone. I turned back and went to the metro station. I couldn't believe what I was about to do. Maybe I am delusional. Maybe I'm a bad man. Maybe I'm an absolute loser. But I am in my senses now. I didn't want to experience intimacy or schmecks in that manner. I don't think I can forgive myself for planning this. Deep down, I'll always remember this day that I was willing to go to GB Road and have schmecks. I cannot save the women who are trafficked into GB Road. Oh, they're trafficked there. Oh, then yeah, no. Backpedal. Okay, I was unaware. I did not know. My apologies. Oh, I cannot save the women who are trafficked into GB Road, but I didn't want to add to their suffering and pain. Yeah, no. Yeah. Like there's consensual ways to do some of all that, you know? There's consensual ways. That's all. I wasn't suggesting the route that he took. I did not know that that's what that meant. My apologies. But like, you know, there's some consensual ways that you can, you know, feel some intimacy. You know what I mean? You know? Moving on. I took the metro and went to Ravik Chowk. There was a husband and wife sitting opposite me. They were whispering things into each other's ears and just giggling. It was so cute. Like they were in their own world. Both of them were the most beautiful people I'd ever seen. But according to society's beauty standards, they would be classified as ugly. Both of them were dark-skinned, short, and fat. Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder, right? I went to Rajiv Chowk and walked around a bit at CP. Editor's note, Connaught Place, New Delhi. Okay. Downloaded this ebook called Losing My Virginity and Other Dumb Ideas by Madhuri Banerjee, and it is a riot. There were so many people walking around, single, couples, friends, families, people in love, people falling in love, people on one-sided love. Maybe there's no love in my life, but love was everywhere around me. I'm still very disturbed by what I was about to do. And now as I type this, I'm chilling in CP, enjoying the breeze, and happy that I didn't go through with my plan. Sad that I might never find love, and hopeful in general. I'm 100% a believer in old school love. I think relationships should be about love, laughter, trust, and commitment. Maybe I will experience it one day. Maybe I'll never experience it. But I know for sure I'm never going to a Schmeck's worker again. I really feel ashamed of myself. I'm not judging the people who do. I myself was ready 12 hours ago, but I'm glad I didn't go through with it. And I'm even thinking about signing up for therapy. Oh, yay. Okay. I'm deeply flawed and maybe I can work on myself one day at a time. I wish every person who reads this finds their true love. Oh, see. Okay. These are all like good Reddit stories. I feel like they're all kind of ending a little happy. Well, maybe not all of them, but you know, these are pretty good. It's a little weird that he called the couple across from him ugly, though. Like I get it. All you have to say is not conventionally attractive, but like,
Like you said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, you know? So, this is very interesting. Very interesting story. Yeah. Don't go to places where people are trafficked. First of all, how do you know that they were? That's a little scary. Ooh, okay. I found out my partner cheated on me while she was away on holiday. She doesn't know what I know. How do I navigate this? So a little bit of a backstory is that OP actually posted on another thread. This segment's called Supporting My Partner's Dream, but Unsure About Relocating. So let's get some context. So my partner may be moving to London soon. Not 100% confirmed yet, but it's looking likely. We're both in our early 30s and have been together for almost 8 years. She wants to move for better career opportunities and to properly pursue dance. It feels like a now or never sort of window for her physically. And I completely understand and support that. The thing is, I'm happy where I'm at, but also looking to shake things up before I enter my 40s. I live in Wales. I've built a solid network of friends and clients, and I feel established. I've considered moving to London before, and I do like it, but I'm unsure about going all in. I worry about job stability, finances, and whether the lifestyle would actually suit me long term. Because Wales to London isn't the worst commute, I've thought about staying where I am and traveling more regularly instead of fully relocating. But I don't know if that's realistic long term. I guess I'm also quietly wondering whether this is the beginning of the end for us, even though we love each other deeply. For those who've done long-distance relationships, I'm wondering, what's something you wish you'd done differently? What helped you maintain it? Did it work out in the end? At what point did you know whether it was sustainable or not? I'd really appreciate honest experiences or advice, both positive and negative. All right. Now, an update. 1.5 months later. So I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for 7 years now. We've had our ups and downs and have started to go to couples therapy, and we're still going, trying to figure out our relationship. We both are at a point in our lives where we've pressed the f*** button and chased our dreams. With that, there's been talk of her moving to London. It's something that came up a few years ago, and we've both thought maybe we try a long-distance relationship to see how it goes. Basically, in November, she graduated uni and gifted herself a little dance workshop in Africa for all her efforts in graduating, to which I've been there in some of her most hardest times. What does that have anything to do with her gifting herself a trip to? Okay. Anyways, she left for the camp in December and I went to go meet her there in January. We had a lovely time and everything was okay, but things did feel a bit off. The usual things, someone constantly calling her phone, walking off to have chats, shady with messaging. And I also told her that this person was calling and she said she'd call her back. To my surprise, I did some digging and that her was actually a him. I'll call him Kevin for now. She's been pretty open with her travels and about how some men did try and hit on her. So with that transparency, I didn't think much of it. Okay, the shady phone thing is big. Her calling, like the phone constantly buzzing and constantly going off, also is a big like indicator of like what's going on there. This morning we woke up, she went to the toilet, and I turned her phone alarm off, to which I saw the messages from Kevin saying how much he loved and missed her. Oh, again the alarm bells went off. Oh no. Yeah, not great. Could you imagine? You're just like, imagine this with me. You know, the sun is rising, things are good, and then the alarm's going off, and she's like, I gotta pee, right? And then you go to like turn off the alarm, and Kevin, like, No. Confront her right then and there. Do it. Cause then you then have the moment of like, look, I didn't snoop. Your alarm was going off. That's what I would do. Oh no, here we go. Not my proudest moment, but I needed some clarity because of this feeling of betrayal. Well, yeah, you just saw that. Yeah, of course you're going to have a feeling of betrayal. Are you kidding me? A feeling I've had long before with previous girlfriends who slept with a dear friend of mine. So I went to her laptop while she was out and I saw their messages, a lot of messages and pictures between the two of their love and their long distance relationship.
Ooh. The funny thing is, she found out Kevin has a wife and a daughter, and one of Kevin's replies were about how he was mad at her for asking his friends if he was seeing other women and how she was there and felt like an afterthought as he didn't show up to things, give her attention, or care that she was there. That was a lot to take in. Okay, which now makes sense why she felt lonely. So, hang on, let me put the pieces together. Like, I feel like all the numbers on the chalkboard are like spewing around me right now. So, Kevin has a wife and a daughter, and one of Kevin's replies was about how he was mad at her for asking his friends if he was seeing other women. So she went and hung out with his friends and was like, hey guys, listen, I'm just wondering, is Kevin dating somebody else? And they're all like, he's married. He's got a kid. Ah. Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Ah, gosh, it's so uncomfortable. Okay. Whew. All right. Lock him back in. I'm so sorry. Both times, she came back with thrush, which was a bit of a red flag, as well as straight away told me to put on, what? A condom? As she was getting ready for surgery for a coil, which is another flag, I guess she didn't want to give me a sty, I suppose. Okay. Did you guys not? You know what? I don't want to know. Moving on. I now have screenshots of the messages, so I'm fairly certain about what I saw. I feel hurt, confused, and unsure how best to approach this conversation with her. Part of me wants to understand what's happened before jumping to conclusions, but I'm also struggling with a sense of betrayal. Well, yeah. Yeah. Why have you not done anything about this yet, my guy? Why have you done nothing about this? Hello? How would you suggest navigating this situation? Has anyone dealt with something similar? And what approach helped you communicate effectively while still respecting your own boundaries? Oof. Okay. Hang on, there's like an edit and an update, so here we go. First off, I guess I didn't explain myself too well here. I know I'm going to leave her, knowing that I can never trust her again, as well as her lying to my face, reassuring that nothing ever happened in her time in Africa, is a no-go for me. She knew about my past relationships and my feelings on this, so I knew the moment I read these messages, it was confirmed everything, and I now know I have to leave. I guess the advice I was wanting was to figure out how to end this all. I guess I need help with how and when should I bring this up? Do I tell her I went through her phone after having the same feeling I had in my previous relationships? Do I tell her the one about her Africa friend messaged me privately and said all this to me? Wait, what? He messaged you? One of her African friends messaged me privately. Wait, we didn't get that context. OP, you got to work on your writing here. When should I bring all this up? Tonight, or should I wait until Thursday as we have therapy? Ooh, don't brings it up in therapy. Ooh. Oh, no. Oh. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Should I post this announcement on IG? Oh, what? What? It might look bad on my part to announce this, but I also don't want her to tarnish my name. Whoa! You want to, like, hash this out on Instagram? He's like, hang on, listen. Do I bring it up before therapy? Do I bring it up after therapy? Do I post it on social media? No! Oh, my God. We have a complex friend group, as I'm really close with her brother and family, so I don't necessarily want to ruin my friendship with her brother. Should I tell her family what she did via message? Oh my gosh. Oh no. This is a mess, my guy. Side note, she lives in my house, so yes, she'll be kicked out as soon as we have this difficult conversation. I just want to make sure everything goes clean. Oh no, this is so bad. Please tell me there's an update. I'm scrolling. Okay, 4 days later. Whoa. First off, I want to say thank you to all those who read and communicated. First off, I want to say thank you for all those who read and commented on my situation above. Some posts were more helpful than others, but I appreciate the response regardless, so thank you. As for things now, they're a lot better. Still barely sleeping, but I'm feeling more comfortable with myself and my situation.
I confronted her. She began to lie about knowing the guy, to we're acquaintances, to I've met him only a few times, to we're just friends, to we kiss, to I was unsure about us, I thought he might be boyfriend material, to finally, yes, I did sleep with him. Took her a while to finally confess, but she finally did. Not sure if it's the entire truth, but at least it's admitting somewhere. Oof, wow. She just like trickle truth slash lied her way through. All right. But I've kicked her out of the house and she's staying with a friend. I've asked her to get her stuff out in the next 2 weeks, which she's doing slowly. I've messaged all the people that need to know and holy hell, I'm feeling loved by everyone. Her family has reached out to me and I to them asking them to make sure to check in on her and take care of her as I can no longer do it for the sake of my own health and protection. Her family have said that they are so sorry, so it seems like she's being truthful there, but I'm interested to hear what she says to her friends. I've told my friends the honest truth, and they've showered me with love and hate for her. Oddly enough, though, I don't feel too much hate this time around. More sorry and sad for her because of her actions. She's look worse off now than where she was when we first met. I do think she's a good person who's made some bad decisions. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, truly, as somebody who's been cheated on in the past, it doesn't really matter what certain friends say or think about this kind of situation in the long run, because it's like her friends are going to side with her no matter what at the end of the day, or like they're going to side with, you know, the friend that they knew first. But it is nice, I guess, in a way that people, you know, like they're being kind to you. I'll give them that. But like usually it's kind of like they side with the friend that they knew. But I guess it's not really a he said, she said since she admitted it. So, you know, it is what it is. Thursday were our couples counseling days and she messaged me asking if I was going. Messaging, it would be best for us both to go, but completely understand if you don't want to go. I'm thinking of skipping it as I feel like it's too early to go see, but would love to hear your thoughts. Yeah, no, you're done. Why would you go to therapy together? Weird. She was my best friend for those 7, almost 8 years, so it's difficult to see her struggle and see the side of sadness, guilt, and regret. I do hope she gets better, but for the most part, I need to look after myself. Stay busy with my creativity and work and keep in contact with my friends and family. Thanks again to all of you who commented or read this. And if you have any advice on how to handle these next steps, please let me know. Thanks again. Yeah, that's rough. That's really rough. Oof. Top comment. If she's asking you about attending a couple's counseling session, she believes that there's still a chance you'll reconcile. You should make it abundantly clear that you have no interest. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Another top comment. Instead of going to couples counseling for a relationship that is over, go to individual therapy for yourself. It's a much better investment. What she's doing is manipulation and self-serving. Don't fall for it. Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. That one was pretty rough, man. But like, good job, OP, for hearing everybody out and not hashing it out on social media, because that would have been bad. Like, could you imagine, like, Instagram stories like, hey, guys, my girlfriend cheated. Like, I don't even know why he thought that was an option. But, oof. Yeah. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. What is this one? I told my partner I'm done. He won't return my messages or my plants. What can I do? That's funny. That's pretty good, man. My fiance has been schmexing with a woman and doesn't consider it cheating. My fiance let me use his MacBook to work from home on Friday since my work laptop had to be sent in to get fixed. He has his text messages go both on his iPhone and his MacBook. When I was using it last week, I saw a text come through from someone he had saved as Schmexy T. I clicked on it and there were months of text history that came up, all schmexual conversations. Oh, no.
lots of pics back and forth all during the day. He even told her the day prior that when he was having shmash-me-me with me, he was thinking about her. Oh, man. Dang. I will say there's been a couple times where so I have an employee, if you don't know, that I will let them use my laptop. And my iPhone does the same thing where like the messages come through on my phone and then also on my laptop. And I was, you know, on a date with someone. I was on a date and I had to like mute their messages. So that way when my employee was like using my laptop for something, they weren't getting them. Okay, moving on. Back to reading. Yeah, you gotta be aware of that stuff. You gotta have the forethought. Not that I'm like trying to tell this cheater like what, how to get away with it. Like that's not, don't do that. Like you got caught. You deserve to get caught. Here we go. I was really upset about it. I decided to give myself a few hours to cool off and then talk to him about it. I took the screenshots and emailed them to myself in case he denied it, which is what he did previously when I thought he was cheating on me 2 years ago. And you stayed? And you stayed, girl. I'm so glad you got those screenshots. I'm so glad. I had seen some texts and he acted like I was crazy and imagining things. That's what they do. That's what they always do. Like, they always think you're crazy. That's called gaslighting. Anyways, when I spoke to him about it on Friday night, he did not deny it. But he told me it's no different than watching corn because he's not actually doing the devil's tango with her. He told me they met at a networking event pre-Panini and kept in touch. He said she's just starting to send him hot photos and one thing led to another. He told me he wouldn't stop talking to her, but only after I got really upset. Throw this man away! To jail! Straight to jail! Oh my gosh! What? The audacity! It's fine. It's just messages. She literally said that. He said, like, I imagine you when I'm doing things to my wife. I can't. I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. I can't. The audacity. I'm still using his MacBook today, Monday, because the replacement my company sent won't be here till tomorrow or Wednesday. I decided to go into his messages on his MacBook again. And sure enough, he had been texting her since around 9 a.m. He told her he can't text her much anymore. And then not an hour later, he's texting her. He can't stand not texting her. Oh, where? I can't stand not talking to you. Then throw him away. Divorce. Is he your husband? No, he's your fiance. Don't even marry. No. Ugh, gross. Ugh. I didn't even say anything to him. I just packed up my stuff. We moved in together about 3 months ago. Called my former roommate to confirm my old room was still available, which it is, and went back to my old apartment. He tried to stop me and acted like he had no idea what I was doing and where I was going and that I'm taking things way overboard. When I got to my old apartment, I sent him a pic I took of his text conversation from this morning. Good on you. Would you classify this as cheating? Yeah. Bye. Yes. Of course he's cheating. Top comment. Whether or not he's physically touched her, this is an emotional affair. There's no relationship or interaction with corn. It's just entertainment. He's engaged in a relationship with this woman. Yep. 100% agree. All right. 5 weeks later. Gonna grab a little sip to get through this. Here we go. Last month, I posted this post where I described how my fiancé has been schmexting some woman he met at a work conference, and I ended up leaving. You can read the details here, or you can just scrub back and listen to it. Moving on. Of course, after I left and sent him the evidence, he was apologizing up and down and begged me to come back. And I told him no. I'd had enough beyond his cheating. And when I thought he was cheating 2 years ago, he's just a manipulative asshole. Mm-hmm. I think I've always known it, but maybe I felt like I couldn't do better. I don't know. I'm happier now that I left. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my chest. A few days after I left, his mother reached out to me and asked if we could have a call. I wasn't sure how much he shared with her, but I really liked his mom, so I agreed. She essentially told me that we as women sometimes have to put up with our men cheating and it's part of life. No, no, not the mom standing behind her son. I'm gagged. It's literally like midnight right now. And I can't. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? She's not condoning what he did and not. Wait, she's not condoning with he did and not condoning what his father had done. Whoa. Okay. What? And the. Okay. But that is part of life. She then went on to tell me that he's a good provider and would provide for me and any children we end up having. But sometimes in return for him not being a provider, I need to put up with some stuff I may not like. No, absolutely fucking no. What is this? What is this? Get out, run, leave. Like, don't get married to this man. Give back the ring. Go back. Yep. Get out. This is awful. Awful. I told her the conversation was over. Period. Period. For those of you with children, if your significant other is cheating, please don't let your child think this is okay. I believe my ex thought he wasn't really doing anything wrong because of what he saw in his family. I never would have imagined I would have to set boundaries this way. I had a long talk with my mother, and she thinks I did the right thing and would kill my father if he did anything like that. I understood some people have open marriages, and that is not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about having a side piece without the other person's consent. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, it's so bad. It is so bad. I saw a post today on here where a man posted how his wife was Snapchatting her ex. It made me think I should post this update for folks to read. Be strong. The problem isn't you. The problem isn't the person they are cheating with or texting. The problem is them. They don't respect you and they never will. Period. Everyone reading this deserves respect and love. Make sure you have that in your relationships. I do realize I'm stating this from a place of great privilege where I have the money and a support system to leave. I understand not everyone has that. If you don't, I want you to know that I see you. You do matter. I appreciate the support and validation I received from my original post. Wow. I'm in shock. That one really, like, I can't even believe the mom was like, listen, honey. Sometimes men just are but we married them, so we gotta stay with them. Absolutely not. This is embarrassing for the mom. Embarrassing. Oh, yeah. I think that'll just about do it for me. Oh, excuse me. Thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the Delulu Canoe podcast. We are everywhere on every podcast platform, or almost every podcast platform. So be sure to check us out on like Spotify, Apple, Pandora, wherever you listen. And if you like the visuals, you can join us on YouTube. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, as we did recently have a post go viral. So we're already above 10,000 followers on Instagram. Crazy. But thank you so much for all the love and support. Let me know if you want more Reddit reading reactions. And if you see a story that you think will really make my eyes bulge out of my head and think people are crazy, send it to me. DM it on Instagram. Send me a link. I would love to read them. And don't forget to subscribe. And don't forget to stay Delulu, because it's the Salulu. Bye. Oh, and check out our Patreon and our brand new merch. We have new merch. We have blankets. They're very cute. And support the Patreon. Mwah. We'll be right back.